fucking feeling salty as fuck about this because I'm not sure on if it's a dick move or not. But as I'm getting older, maybe it's a little superficial. Is it wrong to decide not to fuck dudes because they do something that reminds you of their ex? Or that they look like your ex, like they have features?
I mean, it all kind of depends on the situation, though.
Yeah. Like,
if it's a better feature.
Great dick has no face to me. Like, when the dick's that good, I'm gonna be real, it's its own thing. That's dick energy. That's like, that no face is attached to it. Like, I could be like, I've had some great dick, and I'm gonna be for real, I'm talking about the time a chick fisted me. I'm talking about it. Chick had some big dick energy, and it was hot.
Some big dick energy.
But no, okay, like, I'm thinking about this. So, you know, usually, like, when I hook up with dudes, it's, I'll fucking whisper. And, you know, you'll send a picture, you know, to say, oh, okay, when you're kind of interested. Like, lately, I've been really filtering who I'll send a picture to. I have to really be considering talking at them. It's kind of gotten to that point. Like, it's kind of just fun to see the interactions. I'll just post something random and just see who the fuck says something. It's just funny. And anyways, I've just noticed, like, the last time I hooked up with this dude, when he sent me a picture, the first thing I saw was like, oh, fuck, he reminds me of a dude, of my ex. Like, from years ago. Just the facial features, the long brown hair, glasses, like, the way he interacted, the same body type, dude. It was just, like, weird. Because I'm sitting here like, no, don't be a bitch, don't be superficial. Like, get to know him, because he's doing nothing wrong. He's holding full conversations, he's being cool, like, nothing, no big deal. But it turned out, like, he was too pushy, like, he was really, like, touchy. Like, I need to respond, like, again, if that big dick energy is there, I don't feel the need to smoke a lot of weed. Like, don't be wrong, I love getting high with a dude about to mess around, like, just to, like, break the ice, just smoke and get chill. That's cool. But I really notice my anxious levels when I keep trying to roll and smoke. Like, and that was how I felt, like, the whole time. And I feel bad about that, like, nothing was wrong he personally did. It was just the energy he put out. I felt really put upon and just like, I don't know. It was weird. And then it was like even the sex. And then it's just like, motherfuckers, what's up with dudes who are just like you agree to use a condom. And then they like want to just be like, do I really have to use it? Like, and then I'm just like, so, because he said, baby girl, do you want me to really use this condom? And I was just like, do you want baby girl to be baby mama? And like, he's like, what? And I was like, I'm not on birth control, bro. Like, I'm not, like, I just don't fuck with it. He just was like, oh, well, I mean, I'll pull out. And he's like, well, I mean, like, I'm not worried about if you did. Like, it was just weird all of a sudden. I'm like, whoa, bro. You're already talking about knocking me up. Like, I ain't cool with that. Like,
motherfucking condom on.
No, I'm just like, oh my god, this is horrible. Like, I literally hopped the fuck up. And, yeah, I was just like, yeah, so, it looks like, I don't know, it was just, like, weird. And then he, like, wanted anal. And I'm just kind of like, you gotta earn that one. Like, like, don't get me wrong, like, has there been, like, I'm not saying I've never let a dude fuck me in the ass the first time I met him. But, again, it's the energy, dude. And I respond to that. And I'm just kind of like, hey, it was there. I was down. He was down. It was cool. Whatever. But it was just, like, irritated me because I was just like, I was actually talking shit about it with someone. And they were just like, could you imagine if... You know, you made someone a sandwich, and then they're like, hey, could I have another type of sandwich?
Motherfucker.
You know, like, because I'm just like, and I'm just like, exactly, so you can know how to eat a pussy first. Like, what the fuck? Like, yes. Why does it, it's like, most motherfucking dudes, it's like, they want to take more. It's like, I was like, they always have the audacity to ask for more than what the fuck you already are trying to give them. Like, I'm trying to be nice, trying to give homie a piece. Because I'm feeling it, and I'm like, well, why not? You're a good dude, I'll ride it. And then it's just like, oh, well, shit, let me fuck you in the ass. Oh, shit, can I fuck your face? Oh, shit, let me, like, come on your face with your glasses on or some bullshit. I'm just like, who the fuck said, I was just waiting around to be your fantasy? Yeah, like, what the fuck? And by the way, cum burns when it hits your eyes. I'm just gonna say that.
Oh.
Hurts like hell. Like, right in the fucking eye.
Dude. I get hit in your eye with your glasses on.
Well, the glasses slipped down. It was a hot mess. I'm just gonna tell you that one.
God.
It was rough. Anyways. But the struggle's real in the slut capades, though. No, and it is, it hit me today that I was like, oh, it's been a minute since I got laid. And I realized it has to be because you're like, I haven't gotten updated on my hoe stories.
Yes! I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, oh, it's been a while.
Oh, yeah, she hasn't gotten
I curiously
date.
Lived through her
like. Yeah, you're like, I haven't gotten none lately. She hasn't gotten none lately.
What? Damn dog.
No. Damn, I know. Pupper is, because I am like, well, who am I going to bring around my puppy? Yeah. But then I'm also like, puppy can go in the motherfucking kennel for 20 minutes. Like, I'm just like, if you can put him with a dog barking, I can if you can, boo. Like, you know? But at the same time, okay, I'm going to say this, and I, like, don't get me wrong, like, casual sex is great, it's awesome, but lately, it'd be nice to fuck someone who I felt like kind of gave a shit about me. You know? It's more than, oh, damn, she's down. Like, because if anything is proven to me, looks really don't fucking matter when someone wants to fuck you. Like, if they're just down, you're down. And I can talk a motherfucker up. Like, I've sucked the cock of some pretty motherfucking boys that wouldn't tell a motherfucker I did. And it's like, motherfuckers, they moan like a bitch. But whatever, that stays between us and my car. Like,
right.
In that parking lot, or cemetery, whatever. Shit happens, and that's cool. Or it's like, I've had that satisfaction of having pretty motherfucking dudes pursue me. Like, I'm like, because it's how I look at it. Because part of me is like, oh, why can't I be with a dude who wants to actually take me out and show me off? Same fucking time, though, it's like, all right, I'm kind of like a guilty pleasure. You know, because they don't know why they're into me. Like, I've had dudes talk about that. Be real with me. They're like, I don't know what it is. They're like, I'm not physically attracted to you, but we get to talking. A few hours in, it's just like, fuck, I want to fuck you. Like, and I'm like, hey, not the only thing I know how to do with my mouth. Get over here. But lately, it's just been annoying. And it's like, the motherfucking friends with Ben's dudes that I have, it's just they're not hitting it right to me. And I know, and I hate this. I hate it's like, well, what do you want? Like, because part of me is like, what if they did try to hit me up casually other than for sex? Because for me, it's kind of annoying. So I'm like, dude, if you're going to say you're a friend, you can say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
But then the same, I was like, otherwise, if it's just a booty call thing and I know that's the only reason we hit up each other, that's cool. But then don't hide under other premises. But at the same fucking time, it's also like, all right, but if he did hit me up casually, like, hey, how's it going? I'd be like, what the fuck? Don't be catching feelings. You know, it's I could see, like, the double-edged sword of that one with me, because I'm weird.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I feel it.
But currently, it's just, like, can I be pursued just honestly? That's what I really want. I want to be pursued honestly. Like, someone honestly just digs me. And they're just like, hey, what's that? Like, and they want to get to know me. Consistently get to know me. Now, it's not, like, there's, like, well, I wanted to call you, you know, or whatever. You know, I wanted to talk to you. Like, I don't know. There's just a difference. And it's like, I know there's like the feelings I know I want to feel again. And it's like, I want to feel like I'm hurt. Because that is like, what is attractive? There's something to be said for the emotional connection. Like, don't get me wrong. It's just, I've been able to take advantage of the fact a lot of dudes don't want to have emotional sex with me. They just want to fuck me. Which is nice. I mean, because it boosts my ego. Because it's like, you know, there was a time. Like, that I really, you know, thought, no. And now it's just...
No one would have touched me or something.
Yeah, I dogged myself so hard. Now I'm just like, fuck, bitch, you need to slow down on the dick riding. Like...
Step game up, Melissa. Go on, get some.
I know, right? But that's the thing, I don't go out to bars or nothing. I gotta hit up Whisper. But lately I've been trying to... Honestly, dudes are just not... interesting to me currently, like, just because guys are feel so basic to me right now. I used to think it was so fucking complicated. I'm just like, you just gotta mesh with who the fuck you mesh with, and what people are willing to offer you is what the fuck they offer you, and it's up to you to give the same or not, and that's cool with me. Totally. But I do want to know what it's like. I want to know what that's like to have that genuineness. And it's okay for me, though, to be genuine within lust. You know, it's okay for me to have that with dudes. Which I'm cool with. It's like, guys are just fucking easy, though. It's just like, I'm like, what do I have to do? I have to put the thought of sex in your head. And then you'll think about it. And then you'll associate it with me. It's like, it's basic. Because it's like, I can see the conversation switch the second even casually is said or mentioned, even if it's not from me or like from the TV or something we hear in the song or something comes up about, it gets there eventually and then it's like, oh, we're talking about it, we might as well do it. It's like, oh my god. Or like dudes are just like, oh, my dick's hard. What do you want me to do with that information? Like, you're not my man. Why? Who is you? Dick's hard. And so like lately, I don't know. Lately I've been trying to like check out chicks, but the scene here is not the best. The girls here, it's just like looking for someone to play with while my man watches, and it's just like, that's, I'm not a show. Like, I'm, no, it's not cool. I'm a showstopper, motherfucker. Like, cause your man's gonna get really fucking pissed when he sees how hard I can make you come. Just saying.
Yeah.
Like, and that's like my thing. I'm like, nah, I really just want to eat pussy. Like, if I say that, I'm talking about eating pussy. Like, I'm not talking about, like, while the dude watches and jerks off in the corner. No, I don't give a fuck what the fuck your man's doing. Like, he don't need to be there. Like, nah, I ain't trying to fuck with no one attached either. Like, that, the audacity of that. Oh, I have a girlfriend, but it's okay. Like, she knows I have other girlfriends. Like, the fuck? That's not okay. I want to hear that from her mouth.
Right.
I was like, does she have other men? Like, that's kind of hot. Like, that's cool to me. That's cool. All right. If y'all can be the same, that's cool. But don't be like, I can run amok, but she's got to stay for, but she's like in love with me, so she won't. Okay, you're really taking advantage of it. Like, that's fucked up. You ain't got to do all that.
Right. I'm super thirsty. Should roll another blunt. I have it broken down.
Oh, fuck yeah. And then we should let Indica in.
Yeah.
Yeah, puppy. Like, puppies.
Like, I'm fucking thirsty.
Yes. So, yeah, me and my homegirl were feeling a little salty, I guess, yesterday. You know, just talking about everything. And it is kind of funny, like, because kind of the whole thought was of, like, she did out of nowhere kind of pop off, you know, with a, damn, it's been a minute since you've gotten some. And I'm sitting here like, oh, shit. Been a minute, yeah, a few weeks. And she's like, yeah, that's a long time for you. And, you know? And I don't know, it's kind of cool, too, that I think it's important just to have people in your life that you can bounce stuff off of and you can be real with like that about just real shit that's going on. Because 9 times out of 10, like, the shit that we're not sure to talk about, someone else is also going through. You know, because a lot of times, you know, I'll pop off the mouth with some shit and, you know, it's like I'll get one of two reactions. It's either, oh, shit, oh, you're a fucking savage, or get, wow, you know, you're really abrasive, or not everyone, you know, wants to just talk about certain things. And it's like, all right, yeah, absolutely. There's boundaries for everybody. Just for me personally, maybe it's just my fucking immaturity, but I'm also just kind of like, all right, if you feel some type of way about what I'm saying, say something. If you do and you don't say nothing to me, how the fuck am I supposed to know? And I'm just going to keep going because I can't live my life being worried about what other people might think about what I'm saying. Because for me, it's true and it's my truth. And it's what the fuck. And again, it's like, I have those real people in my life that they're just like, they appreciate it. And they're just like, damn, you're honest. Damn, you're right, you know. And I'm just like, all right, gangster. Like, you know, I could be at that level. But it's important to talk about some fucking things. And I think
that's, I don't know, where a lot of things get mixed up between me and guys, especially like friends with benefits guys, because I can understand, like, you know, once you sleep with someone, they kind of fall into a certain category. My thing is, with people, they don't just become that category, you know? Like, they be my friend, but they're also in the category of friend I fucked. But that doesn't mean they quit being my friend, and that doesn't mean, like, I'm gonna quit caring, or, oh, well, now I only know you for your dick, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't do that. That's weird to me. But then I feel like with dudes, it's like, once they fuck you, you're forever the girl, the friend, the homegirl that they fucked, you know? You're forever, you know, you're now in that category. So that's the category you stay. And I think that's the frustration to me, is I'm kind of like, well, what was the point of a friendship? What was the point of pretending, you know, it's anything more? If by the time you put your dick in me, magically, that's all the use I will ever have for you after that. And it's like, again, though, it's like, why is it hard for motherfuckers just to treat people well, you know, regardless of the situation of the intimacies, you know? It's like, okay, we didn't need a relationship, we just had some relations, we can just appreciate it and move the fuck on. And that was true. Like, I was being real with my homegirl. Like, I do feel that, like, guys are just easy, and it's like, I can see through so much of games that it's like, I'm like, are you trying to run a game on me right now? Like, cause I feel like you're trying to manipulate me and gaslight me a little, and I'm not stupid enough to fucking fall for it. So, you know, I'm like, I'm gonna hook up with someone who I feel like we could actually meet on a level. They don't always have to be in a position higher than me in order to interact with me, you know? Because it frustrates me when dudes are condescending or patronizing, and it's like, and when I'm calling them on it, because sometimes people don't realize how they're projecting to themselves to you, and where I'm like, you know, this is kind of my understanding when you're talking like that. Is that what you mean? Because if that's the fucking case, we're going to have some real fucking issues. And I find, like, with some dudes, it's, again, man, you pay attention to how the fuck they act when you don't give them what the fuck they want, or when you do call them on their shit. Oh my God. And it's just, I don't know, it's just like funny to me how many dudes get mad when you don't want to fall into their fantasy, when you don't want to just be who the fuck they feel like you should be. Like, it's kind of impressive to me, you know? I've had dudes hit me up who are just like, oh, you know, I don't, or I have a girlfriend, but she doesn't mind if I have other girlfriends. And I'm just like, do you mind? Yeah, the motherfucker, I do mind. Does she have other boyfriends? Like, tell me she has other men in her life. Because if it's like a purely one-sided thing, then that's bullshit. You don't deserve to be calling people girlfriends. Like, if you're gonna fuck them all and, like, pretend to be with, I don't know. I don't get that. Like, polyamory is a thing, but it's reciprocal. So motherfuckers were like, I'm polyamorous, but only I can fuck a bunch of other people, not her. Like, then, no, you're just a douchebag. Like, fuck. Well, thank you for joining me for another episode of Salty as Fuck. Live long and prosper.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.